If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers Podcast. They say only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, our moderator, AJ.
Good evening, boys.
Welcome back, moderator AJ, and editor D-Say is in the building on headphones, not microphone. And unfortunately, Tone, our co-host, is on one more injury reserve week. He's not going to be here. But we received really good news that he is going to be returning next week.
Clean bill of health.
Yep. He's going to spend a little time with his family for the evening, and more power to him for it. We miss you. We can't wait to have you back. It's been a rough season too, but he is coming back, and we're excited. We're just pumped up to have him back. So, Tone, we're thinking about you. Glad everything's doing well. We've had a lot of people ask what's going on, and of course, we've let them know that, yeah, you're doing just fine now, so we're excited to have you back. We've been holding it down for you. We got his picks. We got his DraftKings, so he's here in spirit but not in physical form. So last week was a bit of a struggle. I think it was a tough week for a lot of sports bettors as far as the NFL goes. That's the nature of it. This is what we signed up for. I luckily scotched out, and I went up a unit after, it was looking pretty abysmal at one point. What do you got a recap for us there, AJ?
I do have a Week 8 recap for us. Nate, you came in at 4-4. You put down 9 units total. So the NLOD 2-unit teaser of the Colts plus 7.5, Vikings plus 8.5 covered, and allowed you to go up 1 unit for the week.
Needed it.
So great pick, great NLOD for anyone who happened to grab that. Tone did go 2-3, but he also had the NLOD 2-unit teaser. So that allowed him to stay even for the week.
Yeah, that was a huge cover.
No units gained, no units lost. So that's always okay.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And take it to the Luck It In. We had the NLOD 2-unit teaser. The Luck It In went 1-1. But with that 2-unit teaser, the Luck It In was able to go up plus 1 unit for the week. Overall, not terrible. But we're looking to have a big bounce back this week. Nate, plus 19 units on the season. Tone's plus 3. Luck It In is plus 3. And head-to-head remains Tone 2, Nate 1.
Yeah, I love being up 19. That's crazy. I've taken a lot of plays. I think I'm 34-21. Or what am I, 38-21?
38-21-1, 64%.
We'll take that all day. That's huge. Like we say all the time, pro bettors 53-57%. And just to be above that, and Tone's right there with us, so you might see, oh, he's only up 3 units, but he's still got a winning record. And obviously, with our special guest pickers, you kind of see it is tougher than it looks. So, yeah, we're up, both of us up units. That's exactly what we're trying to do. So we're just going to keep it rolling.
Definitely.
And I think that leads us into...
What did he say?
All right, it's what did he say. Question for the week. So, Jets quarterback Mike White had 405 yards passing in his first career start, placing him second all-time in passing yards in their debut. Ooh. Who is number one in passing yards in their NFL debut?
Oh, crap. Okay.
That's the question for the week. I have Tone's answer. It's been posted on social media, so we'll see if we get any feedbacks out there. We'll come back to that at the end of the episode and see what you got.
Yeah, definitely something to ponder on.
Yeah, right now it's D-Say 6, LCP 3, so really got to make up some ground here.
This is our week.
Definitely.
One of us has got to be right.
Yeah. So we have week 9 coming up. It was a pretty big weekend, trade deadline. My heart was broken. Von Miller was traded away from Denver to the Rams, making the Rams by far the best defense in the NFL. It's got to be, right?
Yeah, I was thinking about this earlier today, and I think that solidifies them having the best defense with Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey out there. I can't see a better defense out there, and paired with that crazy good offense, this is a scary team.
Yeah, something to watch for. It was pretty disappointing. As a Browns fan, you know, you're kind of hoping to see maybe Odell get moved, and he didn't. You really don't want to see Vaughn get moved, and he did. Mm-hmm. So pretty rough trade deadline for myself personally. Did the Vikings make any trades?
No, I think we're going to see whatever happens this week is going to decide our fate for the rest of the year.
Okay.
If we win, we're keeping Zimmer. We're pushing on. If we lose, Zimmer's gone. We're tanking. We just lost to Neil Hunter. We're going to try to get a good draft pick, get everybody healthy, and get a new offense coordinator and head coach. And I think next year is going to be huge for the Vikings. Keep an eye out.
All right. So, yeah, we'll approach that. I have some notes in there about the Vikings game, so I'll ask you about that.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and start with the Thursday night game. Like you said, I have Tone's picks, so I'll be giving Tone's picks. We'll get your picks. We have Thursday night football. We have the 2-5 New York Jets plus 10.5 points. They are traveling to Indianapolis to take on the 3-5 Colts. Over under for this game, 46.5 points. I'll go ahead and kick us off. I know it's not the most exciting pick in the world, but Tone is going to go ahead and take the under for this game. 46.5 points. Neither team's very explosive. I know we just mentioned Mike White in the What Did You Say? I find it hard to see him duplicating that. The Colts not that explosive. So I think the 46.5 under could be a pretty solid pick for Thursday night.
Yeah, so the Jets offense looked rejuvenated with Mike White at the helm, and they do have talented receivers out there. If Corey Davis can end up playing, I think they have a good chance to score some points. And the Colts have scored 24-plus points in the last 5 games. They scored over 30 in their last 3. So I'm actually going to go head-to-head, and especially because the Thursday night football game hasn't gone over since week 2 when the Washington football team played the Giants.
Okay.
So at 46.5, I think this is the spot that it does go over, and you know me, I love to take under, so unfortunately I have to go against them. I'm going to take the over at 46.5.
All right. We have a little head-to-head to kick off
kickoff
the week. So with the Jets, you know, if you were the Jets, if you're a fan, do you want to see them continue riding Mike White, given his one game, you know, show out, or do you want to see Wilson get back there as soon as possible?
Obviously, you want to see Wilson get back there, but you're not mad as a Jets fan to watch Mike White put on. The only thing is you wasted your second overall draft pick on him, but if Mike White keeps playing and they're winning ball games, I there could be a trade in the Jets' future. I don't know. So I want to see how it plays out. Mike White, I hope he's not a one-hit wonder. I like the guy, so yeah, I think there's going to be some big points going on this game.
Okay. So let's go ahead and jump to Sunday at 1 o'clock. We have the Battle of Ohio. We have the 4-4 Cleveland Browns. They're plus 3 points. It was plus 3. It's down to plus 2.5.
Right.
They are traveling to Cincinnati to take on the 5-3 Bengals. Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. So it could be 2.5, could be 3. Tone's taking a pass on this one. But what do you think about this one?
Yeah, I guess you can kind of call this conditional, but if you can find the Browns plus 3, I'm going to go ahead and take them.
Okay.
Both teams are coming off a huge loss, so this could be a big spot for them, maybe even more for Cincy because they are at home. But with that being said, OBJ has been denounced from practice, so I can't see him returning to this team this year. And if you guys had remembered once OBJ went out, which I hate to say, the Browns offense looked way better. They looked way more fundamentally sound, and I just think the Browns go out and get a win this week. I think they need it just a little bit more, being at 4-4, and the Bengals being 5-3 right now. So I think the Browns go out and get themselves a win.
Okay. So regarding this game, regarding the Browns, you know, they came in with really high expectations, and now there's this really weird drama going on. There's Odell's dad.
Yeah.
There's Baker's wife. There's LeBron. Is that the end of the Browns season this year, or do you think they could still make a push for the playoffs?
I think this is a big week for that. there has been so much hype around this Browns team coming into this year after what they did last year and what they did in the offseason and the draft. So a lot of high hopes around this team, and you're kind of starting to see things plunder, not just from the inside the locker room, obviously, as you mentioned, on the outside, because it's just too loud. I mean, there's no reason for all this drama, like you're saying, to be around this Browns team. This is a hard-nosed football team. They always have been, and it's just too much. It's not Cleveland football, in my opinion. So I think this week determines it. If they lose, it's going to be hard for them to make a big turnaround, especially in the division they're in.
All right, so we have the 4-4 Denver Broncos. We already touched on them. They traded away Von Miller, the heart of the locker room. They're plus 9.5 points. It's been a rough season. They're traveling to Dallas to take on your Super Bowl team. 6-1. Over-under is 49.5 points. What do you think for this game?
Yeah, so obviously Von Miller was traded, so I have no idea what this team's going to go out looking like. I don't know if they're going to be demoralized that the heart of their team for the most part's gone, or if they're going to kind of go out and maybe play a little bit tougher. With all that being said, Dak's probably coming back this week, and I'm sure they're not going to try to work him too much, so I can see them running the ball a lot. I can see it being a little bit closer at the end than it really looked like as you're watching the game. So I'm not going to touch this game. That 9.5's weird to me, and I hate 9.5, and most of the time you're not going to see me touch that. So I think it should be an interesting game, to say the least, because it really could just be a blowout.
Okay. Tone's also going to take a pass on that one as well. Plus 9.5. Dak's questionable still. Most likely he's going to play, but yeah, I agree. That's a fishy line, so best to stay away. We're going to go ahead and jump into what has to be the stinky game of the year. It's got to be. Combined record of 2 wins, 14 losses. We have the 1-7 Houston Texans. They are plus 6.5 points. They are traveling to Miami to take on the 1-7 Dolphins. Over-under for this game is 46 points. Tone is taking a teaser on this game. It's a teaser that I love. One of my favorite teasers of the year thus far. I'm even going to go as far as to say that this is the, if I'm allowed to do this,
oh boy,
this is the Tone's lock of the week.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
All right.
He didn't give me permission, but I'm going to do it.
All right, we'll see.
So I'll drop that for you real quick. He is teasing the Dolphins minus 0.5. So basically just beat the stinky Texans. And he's going to tease that with the Rams minus 2, which I really love. They're playing the Titans without Derrick Henry. So we'll talk about that game later in the episode. But Dolphins minus 0.5, Rams minus 2. Go ahead and just make that the Tone lock of the week. But what do you think about this one?
I don't mind that pick at all. Brian Flores is fighting for his job while the Texans are fighting for the first round overall pick. So I'm going to agree with that first leg of the teaser. I love the Dolphins winning the game, but they're not a team to give anybody 6.5 points. They're 1-7. They've been the disappointment of the season across the whole league. So I'm going to take the Dolphins down to minus a half point. So it's essentially just a pick.
Okay.
I am not going to luck it in. I have something different going on, but I'm going to pair that. I'm going to head over to that Patriots-Panthers game and do one of my favorite things, which I know it might not be the best odds. That over-under is at 40.5, so I'm going to take the under. I'm going to tease that up to 46.5 and take the Panthers and the Patriots under 46.5, teased with the Dolphins giving just that half point.
Okay. I like it. So we have half of a luck it in for the stinky game of the year.
Oh, yeah.
All right, our next game, we have the 3-4 Atlanta Hawks. They are plus 6 points, traveling to New Orleans to take on the 5-2 Saints. Over-under for this game is 41.5. And my question for you on this one, last week we gave our midseason power rankings, and the Saints are 5-2, fresh off a victory versus Tom. They're currently in first place in the division. They were not included in anybody's power rankings. But like I said, they are in first place. They're down a quarterback. Jameis is out for the year. Where do you stand on the Saints as a team this year? What do you think about them? Are they a playoff team? Are they just off to a hot start? What do you think?
I think Jameis is a bit of a better quarterback than a lot of people expected. also this defense is the real deal. So the Saints have an incredible defense. They lack weapons in the wide receiver category. I think they were even talking about acquiring Odell Beckham at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Thomas ruled that he's done for the year. I'm sure it kind of helped out for him to see Jameis go down for the year to aid his decision and not coming back, which I don't blame him.
Yeah.
No reason to go back. I'm sure he's probably never going to wear a New Orleans Saints uniform again. So I right now with down Jameis, it'd be tough for me to put them in my top 10 despite that 5-2 record. I guess we'll really have to see what goes on this Sunday. Trevor Siemian did look okay filling in. Taysom Hill still under concussion protocol. I don't see him playing. Obviously, Jameis is done. I don't know. Trevor Siemian with essentially just Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't like that, but I do have a play on this game.
Okay.
Did you read the line? I'm sorry.
Falcons plus 6, over under 41.5 points.
All right. So, Calvin Ridley has dismissed himself from NFL football as of now. I don't know if that's a permanent decision. He is taking time off due to mental health, and I want to reiterate 100% time on the show. We support people trying to further their mental health in the positive manner. So I'm never out here to judge anybody. If he needs time off from whatever he's got going on, more power to him. I hope he gets well. He's in my thoughts. So Calvin, I applaud you for the most part. I know it's a tough decision. A lot of people are going to...
For the most part.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are going to be wondering why you threw all this money away. Well, it's you never know how someone else is feeling. So I'm just going to say that. I'm going to leave that at there. With all that being said, a lot of weapons down on each side of the field. So I'm going to take the under at 41.5.
Big under guy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just feels like the landscape of the NFL right now.
Okay. So... Our guy, Father Tone, is also going to take a play on this one. He is taking the Falcons plus 6 points, which I'm not mad at.
Okay, yeah, that was my initial thought, but I was like, man, all they have is Kyle Pitts right now on offense, so
yeah.
it's tough to take them. But
I'm staying away from the Saints this week. I got into a live line last week.
Mm.
As soon as Jameis got hurt, I jumped all over it. Tampa Bay minus 5.5, and Saints won. So I don't know what to make of the Saints right now, but looks like we have two players on this one. I'll personally be staying away. Let's go ahead and jump to our next game. We have the 5-2 Las Vegas Raiders. They are minus 3 points. They are traveling to New York to take on the 2-5 Giants. Over-under for this game, 47.5 points. Tone's taking a pass. What say you, my friend?
I'm just going to pass this game.
All right. We'll take a double pass for that one, and we will jump to our next game. We have the 4-4 New England Patriots, minus 4 points, traveling to Carolina to take on the 4-5 Panthers. Over-under for this game, 40.5 points. I'll go ahead and kick us off on this one, because Tone is going to take another teaser, his second teaser of the week, his last teaser of the week. And he will be taking the Carolina Panthers, and he will be teasing them up to plus 10 for the week. And I think it's a good pick. McCaffrey, hopefully, is supposedly back. Maybe.
Yeah.
Darnold's looking to bounce back, and you have Stephon Gilmore, who's going up against his old team. He's probably going to be looking to get an interception or two. So Panthers plus 10. And he will be teasing that with the Ravens plus 0.5 points.
Okay.
And the Ravens are going against your Vikings, so we can talk about that in a couple plays later.
Yeah, for sure.
Panthers plus 10, Ravens plus 0.5 points.
The Patriots have been running the ball a lot better as of late the past few weeks. Damian Harris is really settling into his own, and they also have an onslaught of backup running backs as far as Brandon Bolden and then Stevenson also in there. So I can see them kind of keeping this game low. Sam Darnold might not even be the quarterback coming up. P.J. Walker, who exceeded in the XFL, he was the MVP of that league. I think he goes, and he's going to probably end up getting the start. I wouldn't even play Christian McCaffrey if that's the case. At that point, I just say there's no reason to rush him back. He's basically the face of your franchise. I know he's on your fantasy team, and you don't like to hear that, but there's no reason to rush him back. With all that being said, I did have this as the second leg of my teaser, where I took the total from 40.5 up to 46.5. So that was my play. I just wanted to throw a little insight behind it.
Okay. So if you are someone who does have Christian McCaffrey on their fantasy team, I'm sure some people out there do, and you see that he is supposedly back, would you be hesitant to start him, or do you just go full send?
It depends on if you have a running back playing on Thursday.
Okay.
That's the only thing that would really kind of deter your decision. I would hate that if you guys did have a running back playing Thursday, because at this point, I don't even think the Panthers know if he's playing or not. So
yeah.
That's the worst part of fantasy football, is the game time decisions. That's why we're big fans of DraftKings, sponsored by DraftKings. Go ahead and play DraftKings. So, yeah. I hate the spot you guys are in. I think it's one of those last minute decisions.
Okay. Well, we'll see, and we'll let you know next Wednesday then.
Fingers crossed.
Our next game, we have the 5-2 Buffalo Bills, biggest spread of the week. They're minus 14.5 points. They're traveling to Jacksonville to take on the 1-6 Jaguars. Over-under for this game, 48.5 points. I mentioned this last week. Father Tone is someone who loves to take points. He's, for the most part, always going to take the underdog, getting points. And another thing I've learned about Father Tone is almost any double-digit spread, he's going to pass. And he's going to continue that trend because he is passing on this game. But what about you? Do you like anything on this one?
Yeah, I'm the same way. 99.9% of the time, I'm not even going to touch this. I'm just going to see how it rides out. Even look last week when Bills were 2 touchdown favorites against the Dolphins. It was so slow. And then I don't know where the Bills ended up covering by a point. So I even think it went up to 14.5 before the kickoff. And it ended up being a 15-point win. So I'm not touching this. Maybe a survivor pick if you still have the Bills. That's all I got to say.
Okay, fair enough. All right, our next game, we have the 3-4 Minnesota Vikings. They are plus 5.5 points. They are traveling to Baltimore to take on the 5-2 Ravens. Over-under for this game, 49.5 points. I had already mentioned, Tone is taking a teaser on this game, teasing the Ravens down to plus 0.5 points with the Panthers plus 10. But before I ask you about the Vikings in general, what do you think about the line itself?
Yeah, so the Vikings have lost 4 games this year, and only one of them has been more than by that 5.5 points, and that was the Browns game where it was 14-7. It was just an ugly game all around.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all on Zimmer. I had mentioned earlier in the show, he is literally fighting for his job. I'm sure if we look at the odds right now, he's one of the odds on favorite to get fired first. I'm sure Urban's up there and a couple others. But Kirk Cousins always seems to play way better in these 1 p.m. slots. I don't know why it is. He's not very good in prime time, but I'm going to take the 5.5 points. I'm going to take my Vikings. I'm not saying we're going to win the game, but I think this is a good spot for us to cover. I know we're on the road, but with everything going on with Danielle Hunter being done for the year and, like I'm saying, the rumors about Mike Zimmer being fired, I think this is a good spot. They'll keep it close. They can even go out and win this game.
Okay. I like it. Yeah, I mean, the Vikings gave the Luck Changers a huge cover last week. It's greatly appreciated. So we'll see if they can do it again for us.
They've covered every week. As far as if went for us.
Yeah.
Because, we teased them against the Browns, got 8.5.
Big teasing team, for sure.
Yeah.
We like to tease them.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. We had mentioned we did the power rankings last week. Unfortunately for you, the Vikings were not featured in anybody's power rankings.
As they shouldn't be.
When we did the NFC recap, you did take the Vikings over 8.5 wins. Do you think they can come close to that 8? Do you think they go over, or are they going to fall very short of that?
I honestly, right now, I think they're an 8-9 football team.
Okay.
So it just depends on what football team I see comes out on Sunday against this tough Ravens team. If we go out there and look good and even win the game, there's no reason we shouldn't win 10 games this
year.
But it's just crazy how it all depends on this. This is probably the biggest week of football. I know it's obvious because it's the latest week, but this is huge. This is huge for a lot of teams, including the Browns and Vikings.
All right, kicking off at 4:00, we have the 4-3 Los Angeles Chargers. They're minus a point, traveling to Philadelphia to take on 3-5 Eagles. Over-under for this game is 50. Tone's taking a pass. It opened at Chargers -2.5. It's down to 1. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, it's crazy that I'm seeing all this money coming in on the Eagles. It's I mean, the Eagles have shown flashes of being a pretty good team, but I don't think they are right now. And the Chargers have shown that they could also be a bad football team, seeing as though they lost their last two. But I mean, at one point, I'm gonna take the Chargers -1. I know they're on the road. They lost two straight. I think they got a pretty good chance of winning this division still. I know they're behind the Raiders, and the Chiefs are right there with them. But I think the Chargers go out and win this game. This 1 point, normally I like to talk about those fishy lines and how you want to reel them in. I'm just going to drop my fishing pole right in the lake and walk away. I'm going to take the Chargers.
Okay. I love that play. I thought this one was a really weird line. I think the Chargers are a much better team than the Eagles. If you're out there dropping a teaser and you're looking for a team to part that with, I know we don't like to go through the zero threshold, but I like the Chargers if you were to tease them. Definitely a good teaser team.
Yeah, Tone did tease through the zero in the other game. But yeah, I'm not a huge teasing through the zero. I think that it's a bait and switch kind of thing.
For those that are wondering what we're talking about, do you want to maybe explain that just a tiny bit?
Yeah, so as far as teasers go, if you're not aware, I'm just kind of make it short and sweet. You have to take at least two games, and then you get to sway the line or over under either direction 6 points in your favor. So you can even put a 100-game teaser if you want. It's got to be a minimum of two games. You can sway it 6 points either way. And when we say teasing through the zero is, say, a team is -3. If you tease it through the zero, that means you're taking the underdogs in that, or you're taking the favorites who are -3, and you're making them underdogs +3. So that's teasing through the zero. You'll even hear me say when I find a 2.5 somewhere that I'm teasing through the 3 and 7. Mm-hmm. You'll even hear our good friend Steve Fezzik talk about it all the time. That's the best odds. If you can tease through the 3 and the 7, you're going to want to do that.
Let's go ahead and jump to our next game here. We're not really going to take a play. We've kind of made a group decision. We're going to pass this game, but we'll still talk about it because it's a weird one. We have the 7-1 Green Bay Packers. I have it locked in as of when we made our picks. It was just Green Bay Packers at a pick. They were traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Over under for this game was 54.5 points. We saw the line open Monday, Green Bay +3 points. It swayed down to a pick, and then obviously the line was removed and changed. Aaron Rodgers is listed out with COVID. Devontae Adams is still out. I believe the last we talked, Chiefs were -6.5, 7?
I saw it get all the way up to 7.5 at one point.
Right now. Yeah, so obviously we're not really going to give any opinions on this one. Tone's taking a pass. I know you're taking a pass, but just for the fun of it, do you have any leans or any opinions on this one?
It's Jordan Love. What you got, bud? This is what they wanted. This is what this whole organization seemed to want when they drafted him first round. I think you're going to get one or two things. It's not going to be just an average game. It's going to be Jordan Love comes out there and he has a Mike White performance, or he goes out there and has a Justin Fields versus the Browns performance. There's no in between. I think that with that offense, Devontae Adams isn't there. Aaron Jones, he's probably going to get way too many carries or touches, and he's probably not going to be very productive out of them. So, I mean, obviously, we're going to pass this. I got nothing else to say. I cannot wait to see what Jordan Love does.
Yeah, it's going to be a good audition. I think the Packers have to assume that they're not going to have Rodgers next year. If they do, great. But if they don't, what an awesome opportunity to see. Is this guy legit? Is this guy a bum? He's going to Kansas City and probably the loudest stadium in the NFL, so we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be ruckus.
All right, next one. I thought the Chargers line was really interesting, and I really thought this one was interesting. So I'm looking forward to getting your opinion on this one. We have the 7-1 Arizona Cardinals at a pick, and they are traveling to San Francisco to take on the 3-4 49ers. Over-under for this game is 45. And the Cardinals started off hot, 7-0, only undefeated team left. They were getting to be where they were favorites in every game. as they should have been. They lose one game. The line opened at Arizona minus 2.5. Now it's down to a pick. Tone's taking 49ers money line. Just a weird trend with the Cardinals after seeing them take one L. Heard there's a possibility Kyler could be out, possibly. But what do you think for this game? What do you make of that?
Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and go on a 3-week stretch where I take two picks in the same game.
Okay.
So I'm going to luck in that 49ers pick.
Nice.
Not only am I going to luck in that 49ers pick, I'm know what the score is going to be. The 49ers won 24-21.
Okay.
So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and take that over under and make it the first leg of my teaser and tease it over 39. So I'm going to take it from 45, take it down to 39, take it over 39.
Okay.
Because 24-21, keep an eye out. Niners win this game. It's just so fishy. Remember when I walked away from that lake earlier?
Mm-hmm.
I walked right back. I got my rod out of the lake, and I'm fishing again. I'm back, baby.
All right, he's back.
Yep. So, and I guess the next game is the second leg of the teaser, so I'll just save it for that.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we're going to luck in the 49ers money line. Both of you guys are taking the 49ers over the 7-1 Cardinals. I find that extremely interesting, but I love it. So I'll be pulling for the 49ers myself.
I think they win this game.
Hopefully they can get us that luck it in for the week.
They just looked so much better last week against the Bears. Yeah. If they could play like that, they're going to win this game.
So that takes us to our Sunday night football game. And this is going to be a very telling game. A lot of telling games this week. This is going to be one of them. Yeah, we got the 6-3 Tennessee Titans plus 8 points. They're minus Derrick Henry traveling to LA to take on the 7-1 Rams plus Von Miller. Over under for this game, 53.5 points. I already talked about Tone's teaser that I loved. I'm just making it the Tone's luck of the week. It's Rams minus 2, Dolphins minus 0.5 points. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, so I could have totally lucked that whole thing in, but I had put it on this teaser here. So I'm taking the Rams tease down to minus 2. This is the closest thing you can get to it. Luck it in with that it's not. But because I'm throwing that Rams minus 2 teased with that over 39, that Cardinals 49ers game.
Okay. I love Rams minus 2. That's got to be the most sure thing of the week, if there ever was one.
I want to say all that, yeah. It's a very good pick. We're not going to throw 100% out of anything after what AJ did to me in that Clemson Florida State game.
No.
So we're gonna keep it as a very good pick.
Yeah, definitely. I love it. Question regarding the Titans that I was wondering about. They are 6-3. Right now they're in full control, first place. They pretty much control their own destiny. But they are minus Derrick Henry, which was the heart and soul of that team. Do you think they continue to just go through cruise control and make the playoffs? Or do you see the Colts making a push and taking the top spot?
I was waiting for something like this to happen for this Indianapolis Colts team. This is the Colts division now. I love Ryan Tannehill, but when everyone knows what you're going to do now, you had to resort to signing a 46-year-old Adrian Peterson. It's not a good look. Julio Jones hasn't amounted out to just about anything in this offense. A.J. Brown has controlled this whole thing. Josh Reynolds, who they got in the acquisition earlier this year, has not done anything. I don't see this Titans offense being what it was, and with that being said, that means it's going to be worse on the defense when the running game suffers. So I just maybe wild card.
Okay, fair enough. All right, our last game, we have the Monday Night Football game. We have the 3-5 Chicago Bears plus 6.5. Justin Fields coming off of his probably most impressive game yet, traveling to Pittsburgh to take on the 4-3 Steelers. Over-under for this game is 40. Tone's taking a pass on this one. Do you have any plays for the final game of the weekend?
No. I mean, the only real plays I usually play on Monday nights, since it seems to be so far away from right this moment that we're recording,
yeah,
is the overs. And this is not an over game. I've said it before, so I'm not going to touch this Monday night game.
All right, so we're taking a double pass on the Monday Night Football game. A lot of passes on Monday nights. I don't blame you, though. That's one where you like to kind of jump on it as the week goes and see how it plays out. So I will go ahead and run down the pick recaps for Week 9. Starting with Tone, we have 5 plays, two teasers, three single bets, and we're putting up a total of 5 units altogether. Taking the Jets Colts under 46.5 points, Falcons plus 6. We are taking the 49ers money line, and then we have two teasers. Rams minus 2, Dolphins minus 0.5 points. Second teaser, we have Ravens plus 0.5 points, Panthers plus 10. All right, let's go ahead and jump up to Nate. We have 8 plays, 2 teasers. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 single bets, and I'll go ahead and run those back for you. Jets, Colts, over 46.5. That's going to be a head-to-head. Bengals, minus 2.5. Falcons, Saints, under 41.5. You're taking the Vikings, plus 5.5 points. Chargers, minus 1. 49ers, money line, which is going to be a luck it in. Two teasers, Dolphins, minus 0.5 to go with the Pats, Panthers, under 46.5. And last teaser, Cardinals, 49ers, under 39. Tease with Rams, minus 2. We have the luck it ins. One luck it in this week. 49ers money line over the Cardinals.
Yeah, and I think that's the big one.
And we have one head-to-head. We'll see if Nate can go even with Tone for the year. Jets, Colts, 46.5. Nate's taking the over. Tone is taking the under.
I think this is going to be the game that it comes down to a field goal at the end.
Okay.
If it's made or missed or however you may interpret it.
Yeah, head-to-heads, it started off 2-0. You're making a little bit of a push.
Chop, chop, chopping.
So Thursday night, we're going to find out if you can even the score or if Tone's going to jump up to a bigger lead. I like it. Well, now that we've recapped, we went over our picks, let's go ahead and dive into our DKs for week 9. How did you do last week?
So I ended up coming in third in our contest, but unfortunately nice. I had Calvin Ridley and DeSean Jackson on that lineup, so I had to do a lot of flipping and switching. So
okay.
I ended up winning some money, but it was crazy because I came in third. I believe Tone was fourth, and you were fifth. So it was all those luck changers pictures right in the row, and I just happened to be the one to get a couple dollars.
Yeah, unfortunately for me and Tone, we both had Emmanuel Sanders, who dropped a big goose egg.
Yeah.
So to come in fourth and fifth with the guy with 0 points, I can still walk away feeling pretty solid about that. If I would have started anybody else at the flex, I think I would have made a little cashola.
I agree. Oh, yeah, you would have smoked me for sure.
Yeah, but hey, that's the game. Until
Talk
next time, which is right now. So I'll go ahead and kick us off with Tone's quarterback, and then you can follow suit. Tone is going to go ahead and start off the week with Tua.
Ooh.
At 5.8K.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't mind that against Houston.
Yeah.
And he threw 4 touchdowns, I believe, last week. Or the week before, I'm sorry, against the Falcons.
Yeah.
So definitely potential.
Went against
points.
Him in fantasy that week.
Ooh, shocker. Yeah, I went with also a low-price budget guy. I'm taking Daniel Jones against Vegas. They're at home, and I love his ability to run the ball. And I think I got a receiver paired with him that's going to go off. So I had to take him that cheap.
Okay. For Tone's first running back, I have Eli Mitchell. Well, nice Tone pick. Has Eli Mitchell.
Good pick.
5.8K.
Oh, cheap. I had him last week. He won me a few dollars. I think he had about 26 fantasy points, over 100 yards and a touchdown. He did awesome. For my first running back, I mean, I spend a ton on my running backs. I'm going with Dalvin Cook at 7,700. He's just waiting to have that huge game again after he got hurt. He's just kind of been under the radar for the most part. I think this is his big week against this Baltimore defense.
All right, Tone's second running back. We're going Darrell Williams, 5.7K.
Okay, so I can see him getting a lot of touches. I know Gore got a lot of touches in that offense Monday night, so we'll see how they split time. With my second running back, I'm going to go Nick Chubb.
Okay.
6,700. He's pretty low price point right now.
Yeah.
I think they need him to have a huge game. Obviously, with Odell out, they're going to run the ball. Kareem still not back. He's going to be a huge part of this offense.
Yeah. Really quiet year for Chubb thus far. 6.7. If you would have told me last year Chubb was 6.7 on DraftKings, I wouldn't have believed you. So
right.
Great value. Wide receiver, number one, Tone is going to go ahead and go with Ja'Marr Chase. Against that Browns team, 7.6K.
Yeah, I guess I don't get much cheaper with my two wide receivers. So my most expensive one is I have Deebo Samuel. He's 7,800. I'm pretty sure he's top three in the NFL in targets. He's basically this whole team's offense other than Eli Mitchell. I love Deebo Samuel in this offense. He's the best playmaker the 49ers have seen in a long time. Just keep an eye out. I love them at South Carolina. I think he's really coming out this year. So 7,800, I'll spend my money on Deebo. He's obviously going to get over 20 points.
All right. Wide receiver number two for Father Tone. He is going to Los Angeles, and he's taking Keenan Allen, 6.7K.
It's funny. I also went to Los Angeles with my second wide receiver, but I went on the other side of him. I took Mike Williams at 7,100 against this Philadelphia Eagles defense. I think he goes out there and gets two touchdowns.
All right. Wide receiver number three, Tone went to Hollywood, and he is taking Marquise Brown, 6K, Hollywood Brown.
Okay, yeah, so obviously what we love to do is pair our quarterbacks and wide receivers. So I went ahead. I know he's questionable, but he's only 5,200, and that's Kadarius Toney. Obviously, when he's healthy, he's shown exactly what he can do. I think he's a 30 bomb just waiting to happen, and I think this is his week. So I'm going to take Kadarius Toney at just 5,200. I think that's huge.
Yeah, that's a good value for sure. As long as he plays, I like that. Tight end, we are going with Dallas Goedert.
Goddard. Yeah.
Goddard.
Yep.
Got him.
Got him.
4.5K.
Yeah, I love that pick. So he has the Eagles, so I think he's expecting a few extra points in that Eagles-Chargers game, so I think that's a good pick. With my tight end, I went with Hayden Hurst. He's only 3,000. He's tight end number two in Atlanta, but seems like he's target number three or four now, so he's moved up. Matt Ryan and him have a really good connection. Even with Ridley in that offense, Hayden Hurst found himself some targets, especially in the red zone. So I'm going to take Hayden Hurst, just 3,000.
All right. So coming in at flex, you had mentioned that the Luck Changers DraftKings always like to pair a target with their quarterback. Tone went Tua at quarterback. Any guesses for flex?
Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle, 5.6K coming in at flex.
I don't know. I've been kind of reading his team. He might have spent a little extra dough on his defense this time. I might be wrong. Well, maybe I don't know where all his money went. With my flex, I'm going to go with a guy out of Jacksonville. He's their flex receiver. He's their slot guy. So Jamal Agnew. He wears number 39, and he returns kicks. So you're like, oh, running back, cornerback. Nope, he is a wide receiver. He's only 4,300. He always finds himself a few targets, big plays, maybe a return touchdown. I mean, he's only 4,300. I'm only looking for like 8 or 9 to kind of support my high scoring rest of my team.
Okay. So for Tone's defense to round out the DK, it's probably my favorite pick on the entire team.
Oh, crap.
He's taking the Chiefs, 2.3K. And when you think about that value, they're going up against Jordan Love, no Davante Adams, they're at home.
I didn't even think about that.
I love that pick. I think that's a solid pick. And if you're looking for a somewhat of a cheaper defense to round out your DK, I would say consider the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, at first I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty good. Then I remember I was like, their defense stinks. Like,
they do stink.
They have a terrible defense. So even a guy like Jordan Love can probably pick them apart. But I went a little more expensive, nothing crazy. I'm taking the Panthers defense against the Patriots. Solely on what you said earlier, I had it written down. Stephon Gilmore is playing against that Patriots offense. I'm looking for a couple of interception points, to be honest with you. I don't see this game going too high in points either. So I'm going to take the Panthers at 2,600.
Okay, cool. All right, so that rounds out our picks. That rounds out our DK for the week. And before we close up shop.
What did he say?
What did he say? I'll read you back the question. Looks like we did get some feedback, so that's always cool. Mike White had 405 yards passing in his first career start, placing him second all-time in passing yards in their debut. Who holds the record for most yards? I did get a response from Tone, and let's see. I did get a response on Twitter from our guy, the Luck Changers, day one, Dan Leffler.
Oh, Dan.
He's out here. So he responded. And let's see, anything on Facebook? We did get something on Facebook. Yes, we did. I'm trying to find it. What about you? Let's go ahead and go through your thought process here while I'm looking that up.
Okay, so I'm not going to give my guess out yet. So a couple names that immediately flash in my mind. I think Josh Allen. I think Carson Wentz. I'm trying to think through recent rookie quarterbacks who've really put on a show. I think Patrick Mahomes might be that too obvious of answer, so I'm going to stay away from him. I know we really don't go back more than 10 years. A lot of young quarterbacks, I don't really think Kyler or Lamar. I think it's tough. Did anyone get it right, or what am I allowed to know?
Well, I got to get your answer first, and we'll go from there.
Oh, crap.
So go ahead and give it to me. What do you got?
All right, so with all that being said, I'm still trying to run through teams in my head, and is Matthew Stafford off the board as far as being drafted too far, like too long ago? I know he's getting old.
I'll give you a freebie. It's not Matthew Stafford.
Okay, yeah, I think he's a little past my – so I'm going to say Carson Wentz.
Okay.
For the Eagles. I know he had a big rookie year. I could be wrong. I just feel like I always blink. I do so good on Sneaky Hembo and get up everybody. Just
all right.
Get my back here.
So here we go. We have Nate Carson Wentz. We have Tone, who said Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I feel like that's.
We have Dan Leffler. Shout out to Dan. He said Cam Newton. And then we have on Facebook Casey Barker, who said Cam Newton.
Oh, so that's got to be the answer.
We have the LCP 3 DSAY 7.
Cam Newton. Interesting.
Yes. Cam Newton had 422 yards passing on his debut game.
See,
and I also got that wrong when asked upon. So
who did you say?
I said Patrick Mahomes first.
See, I felt like that was the two. Who was it?
Oh yeah, Herbert.
Justin Herbert's not a bad guess. Herbert did. Yeah. Is Carson Wentz not even in that top five? I just remember his rookie year, everyone's like, oh, man, he's the best ever. He's the man. He's the greatest. So that's where my mind – I mean, I didn't even think Cam Newton. I forgot how good he really was in Carolina. He was – I mean, I don't care what anyone says. He was good.
All right. So shout out to DSAY for another stumper of a question.
Yeah, shout out Casey and – Dan Leffler.
Shout out to Casey and Dan.
Getting it right. Shout out to you guys.
Appreciate the feedback. So that's pretty much it for this week.
You got anything before I ask you for a second time, which I usually do? You got anything you want to say to anybody? Shout outs? Anything? This is the part of the show that people are hanging on and they want to hear their name.
Shout out to everyone who interacted, and appreciate everyone who's been riding the Thursday night contest, continuing to get some good feedback. And we had one winner who got their shirt today, so I'm hoping it turns out pretty cool.
Yeah, we're going to post it tomorrow. He's going to be wearing it.
Yeah, we'll be posting the Thursday night game tomorrow for score predictions, so be sure to participate.
Every week, you guys have been all over it. In the comments, we appreciate all the comments. I think soon what we're going to do is for you to win a shirt, we might put it in the description. Hey, just screenshot that you gave us a 5-star rating.
Yeah, and something like that.
Yep, and just as simple as that, it literally takes less than 4 seconds to tap a button and press your screenshot button. So I think that should be fair. You guys are listening, and we see you guys are commented, and we do appreciate it. So, yeah, shout out to all you guys, people listening right now. If you're still listening right now, the secret code is code red. So if you DM us the word code red, we might have something special for you.
Okay. All right. Hey.
Yeah.
That's cool. We'll ride it.
Right? So it might not be that special, but it's going to be something. So yeah. With that being said, I know I just want to recap real quick. We didn't mention the Raiders game very much. All I want to do is just send my prayers out to the families affected by this incident. We're not going to give it any more light than it really needs right now, since it's under the microscope of everywhere. So I just want to send our prayers out to the victim's family. And there's nothing really else to say. It's truly a tragedy.
And the pup.
It really is sad.
That really hurt.
We're just going to leave it at that. We're not paparazzi or TMZ or anything like that. We give you the content that you want to listen to. We don't get involved with that. So I just feel like we need to kind of get our thoughts and prayers out to all involved and leave it at that. So with all that being said, go ahead, check us out. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We have an email. If you check us out, we're on Twitter, we're at Luck Changers, and our email is at luckchangerspod or just at luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions, shoot us an email, a DM, on Facebook, Twitter, or Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We're Luck Changers Podcast, so it's super easy to look us up. You can Google us. Check us out everywhere. If you want to have a question about a line, what a line is, a fantasy sim or stardom, if you have a DraftKings question, or if you just want to kind of learn about us personally, just shoot us a DM. We love the interaction. We always put you on our show. We appreciate all the love you give us. As for all of that goes, I am your host, Nate, moderator AJ, editor D-Say, co-host Tone from home. We are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Love you, Tone.
Peace, I'm out of here.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.